This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hi, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. I'm sorry, I got the gigglies. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, so I saw this article, this was a few years ago, and I think we talked about it on my show, where is the stethoscope going to become obsolete? And as you guys know, I got my stethoscope, well, it's not my stethoscope. I don't know where my stethoscope is. I really don't know where my stethoscope is. This is a stethoscope, okay? And a stethoscope is what you always see the doctors wear, right, you know? And it's funny because, you know, the doctor's stethoscope is always kind of thicker and more pronounced. And then the nursing stethoscopes are more delicate and, you know, cute and feminine looking, which is, you know, kind of, you know, a little sexist. They're probably going to change that up. I found that I loved using a lot of the nursing stethoscopes because this sucker was heavy. And I just, you know, I know I'm a girl. But on the flip side, I really found the more kind of masculine, burly stethoscopes to, you know, work better. Maybe it's all, I don't know, in your head, psychology. But there was another article that came out in a report where a Dr. Topol thinks that stethoscopes are going to be obsolete, that they're old school. And there's so much tech, and we have ultrasounds and artificial intelligence, that using something like this is archaic. And I lost the diaphragm. I don't know where my diaphragm is, so yeah, on this. So the original stethoscope was created by, I guess, Rene Lanac, I can't speak French, and I collect medical antiques. So this was like the original stethoscope. This is a stethoscope from the early 1800s. You would basically put this on the person's chest and you would listen, put this by your ear. The reason why Dr. Lanac, or let's just call him Rene because I can't pronounce his last name, he's French. The reason why he came up with something like this was because he was a physician, and when he wanted to listen to a woman's chest, it was really awkward. You know, because remember, back then, you know, women were bigger and had bigger boobs. Well, I think they have. I mean, I would have been perfect in the 1800s. Now I kind of stand out a little bit. But it was just awkward. Because to really get to the heart, you got to, like, move, you know, the breasts away and flip them around or whatever to get in there. And so he found it very, very awkward to stick his head, you know, right up against the chest. And I think one of his first attempts at a stethoscope was rolling some paper just to kind of make a funnel. And then he came up with something like this. And this is just for one ear to be able to discern the sounds. And it worked. And then they later came up with, you know, things that were even longer. And you have to, of course, be careful because of the, you know, conduit. If you have tubes that are too long, you could lose the sound. And then they came up with the biaural sort of stethoscopes by the 30s or 40s. And it really hasn't changed much. Where we have the rubber, you put the head of the stethoscope on the chest, you have a nice length, you know, a nice separation from the patient, so if they're sick or had consumption at the time, tuberculosis, or were coughing on you, you at least had a little bit of space. So, you know, stethoscopes have changed, but not much, you know, in the last century, until we had all this AI and ultrasound and beeps and blips and you know, fancy sort of high tech. And so we're starting to see a push towards not using old school stuff just because it's historical, but to use more fancy tech. They think patients like it. You know, I'm kind of torn because I really like old school. You know, when you have a medical student and they get their white coat and they get their stethoscope, I mean, the stethoscope is one of the biggest tools. I'm always excited by the look of a stethoscope. I mean, the smell of a Band-Aid and a stethoscope really medically turns me on, not like turns me on the other way. But when I see something like this, I mean, my adrenaline kicks in. I'm just ready to go. I just love these. But there are faults. There are, what's the word I'm looking for? There's, I don't know. And I can't think of the word. Because, see, I'm getting older. And that's the next point I'm trying to bring up. My hearing isn't as good as it used to be. So having these things in my ears, I kind of need everybody to be quiet. I can't have somebody talking. I can't have the patient talking. And I need to start concentrating more. Yeah, it would be a little easier if you had some tech or AI helping you. Another thing that I had noticed with my patient population is I would inherit so many patients who would say, gosh, doctor, you're the only one that's, you know, listened to my chest. I'm like, you just had a physical last year by Dr. So-and-so, but you've been seeing a doctor forever. Yeah, but he would never listen to my chest. Well, you know, we're in a day and age now where there's a lot of accusations. Some of them founded, some of them not. And when I heard that a lot of my male colleagues are like, look, I'm not even going to go there. You know, if they need their hearts checked, I send them to a cardiologist. You know, if it's at that point where touching a woman's chest with something like this is considered too intimate, we are going to need something more tech. You know, and when I hear that a lot of doctors who won't admit it just don't listen to the heart, I'm just wondering if they just want to avoid the breast completely. And, you know, there's already been studies out there saying, you know, women are less likely to get CPR because people don't want to be near the chest and get accused. So I'm not saying that's what's causing the death of the stethoscope, but we start to, you know, put everything together and realize that the average doctor isn't going to want to manually, you know, be near the woman's chest anymore. And so we're going to be moving towards a more, you know, electronic, more automated sort of technology. I don't like it, you know, because what that means is machines do better than humans. You know, every other day there's an article or a study coming out saying a study, an imaging study did better than a doctor, or AI was able to find the cancer faster than a doctor. And, you know, personally, I think you really need your heart in it. You know, you need your instinct. And what I've been able to find on auscultation with my stethoscope, I don't think can be replicated by a machine. But machines are taking over. They're taking over medicine. This is just one example. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Erin Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So, making headlines, there was a man who decided to scarf down a cupcake. And there were Mother's Day cupcakes that looked really, really yummy. Unfortunately, he swallowed a 2-inch cupcake topper. You gotta look at this. This is crazy. The topper read, Happy Mother's Day. And it was lodged in his throat for a week before doctors discovered it. Not a happy Mother's Day at all for him. The 60-year-old man went to the ER because he developed a sore throat, a fever, difficulty swallowing, and a feeling that something was stuck in his throat, according to the report published October 10th in the Journal of Emergency Medicine. The man told doctors his symptoms started about a week prior to his ER visit, after he had hurriedly ate a cupcake on Mother's Day. Now, the authors were from Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine. The man had previously visited an ER for throat discomfort, but he was discharged after an X-ray of his neck showed no abnormalities. But remember, these cupcake toppers, these little, you know, plastic thingies are plastic. They might not show up on an X-ray. So at Johns Hopkins, doctors decided to order a CT scan. That showed a 5-centimeter foreign body in his esophagus. So he underwent upper endoscopy, a procedure in which, you know, we use the scope, and we go in with a camera and a tube, and we have like a little pinchers that we could grab, you know, things with if we need to. And it was a pink foreign body covered with food debris. Unfortunately, it did cause a small tear in his esophagus. During the endoscopy, doctors repaired the tear, removed the foreign body, which they discovered was a plastic cupcake topper. ER doctors, I guess, commonly see patients who swallow foreign bodies, but usually the foreign body can pass on its own. Fewer than 20% of the time do you need a doctor to help take it out. But the problem is, you know, he was sent home once. You know, this push to not order CAT scans and not, you know, order the fancy tests, unfortunately, I think, you know, could have caused this man worse sequelae from this. You know, when a foreign body gets stuck in the throat, you start to, you know, your body tries to fight it off, and sometimes the inflammation and the way your body fights it causes more inflammation to the surrounding tissues. Plus, you know, things oxidize, they have acid on them, things like that. So, unfortunately, things start to deteriorate. So, unfortunately, we've seen, I guess, 18% of these cases end up in death. X-rays are usually what we do, but, you know, I was an ER doc, and so I was an ER doc in the 90s. So what we were able to do was if an X-ray didn't cut it, we could move forward and then do a CAT scan. You know, I wouldn't just send somebody home. I would run as many tests as I could. That's a problem. You know, that's kind of what gave rise to then Obamacare. Because doctors in the 90s were like, you came here, we're going to find the problem, and we did. And if X-ray didn't find it, CAT scan would. The only thing is how many people got CAT scans that didn't need them. So even though I think we, you know, probably saved a lot of lives, and I think we did some damn good medicine, we didn't do very financially conservative medicine. So the man was hospitalized for 4 days due to persistent difficulty with swallowing, but by the time he was released, he was able to go back to a normal diet, including cupcakes. So, you know, scary stuff. But, you know, remember there was somebody in my neck of the woods who grabbed an appetizer and almost died because there was a toothpick in the appetizer. And the toothpick, he swallowed, poked holes. It ended up poking holes through his intestine. And then he's had multiple surgeries, bowel resections. I think he's even suing the place that served the appetizer. And I think we eat things too quickly. I think we jump and we decide to, you know, we're hungry. And I think we need to kind of go back to take a bite, smell, look. We were at a restaurant that served German food, and it was fantastic. The German food was delicious. But a lot of the things are pork. Not that we're supposed to eat pork. But one of my family members ordered a sausage, and it was pink on the inside. Well, you're not supposed to eat pink pork, you know, so start, you know, examine your food. That's just, you know, yeah, sometimes, you know, there's dyes and preservatives, and sometimes, you know, sausage could look pink, but, you know, you really aren't supposed to eat pink pork. So if you are going to do that, you take a bite, you look. This is why in Judaism, pork is not considered kosher, because in the olden days, people weren't cooking it properly and they were getting sick. All right, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So as you know, Bernie Sanders has called for wiping out $81 billion in medical debt. So Bernie Sanders has now released a plan. You know, he really goes bold. I just don't see the practicality of this. But he released a plan on Saturday to eliminate $81 billion in Americans' existing medical debt. And again, it's all about, you know, how much, you know, money you could throw at the future voter. And he said he's going to push to reform bankruptcy laws to provide relief for those with medical debt. and create a public credit registry to replace for-profit credit reporting agencies. Medical debt would be excluded from credit reports. Now, studies show that medical debt is the top cause of individual bankruptcies in the United States. Sanders says 1 in 6 Americans have past due medical bills that total $81 billion. He said the very concept of medical debt should not exist. In the wealthiest country in the history of the world, one illness or disease should not ruin a family's financial life and future. He says he's going to pay for the medical debt with a tax on corporations. So this is another tax on top of Medicare for All. Another tax based on their pay for chief executives, although the details still haven't really been released. It also builds on Medicare for All, and deciding and promising everybody that he's going to wipe out their medical debt. Okay, I think, you know, if you're an informed voter, you know that's not going to happen with your current bills. But go back to this gentleman that swallowed a cupcake. All right, on one end, it's not his fault he had bad luck. Should his financial life be ruined because he ate a cupcake too fast? You know? But then on the other end, who should pay for that? Whose fault is... I mean, this guy, he got his life saved. His life was saved. He went to an ER twice. They scanned him, scoped him, removed what was wrong, kept him in the hospital because he couldn't eat. From what we understand by the report, got him back to normal. Somebody should get paid for that. Hospitals, doctors, nursing staff should get paid. That's pretty, I mean, and what ends up happening is patients may not have the money, or their insurance company may not have, or they may not have insurance, or they have crappy insurance, and the insurance finds ways to not pay, so the hospital ends up eating it. Now, I don't hear anybody talking about, with any of these politicians, how to make sure hospitals can stay in business, how to make sure doctors, you know, feel like they get paid, nurses feel like they get paid enough. Nobody's really talking about it because nobody cares. The majority of the voters aren't doctors and nurses and healthcare professionals. The majority of the voters are, you know, citizens or non-citizens. So this push to, you know what, don't worry, it's not going to go on your credit report, you know, no consequences. Who cares if you don't pay your medical bill? What is that going to do to the medical system? There has to be some responsibility, some accountability. If you, I can't tell you how many people during the recession would come to me, saw me for free, wouldn't pay the bill, and they were like, so what? Send me the collections. Well, I don't have my practice anymore. Didn't make any sense for me to mortgage my house again to pay for my office. So, you don't pay the doctor doesn't stay in business. So, you know, Bernie Sanders, this might be, you know, it might sound wonderful, it might sound beautiful, but where's the accountability? If people don't think they have to pay their medical bills, then people won't. If there's no consequence to cheating the system and getting something for free, then people will continue to do it. That's a problem. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Republicans on Wednesday stormed the secure room where lawmakers have been questioning impeachment inquiry witnesses as their frustration continues. Republican Congressman Bradley Byrne represents Alabama's 1st Congressional District.
I've just come from inside that star chamber room where they've been trying to conduct an impeachment hearing in secret. The witness they had in that room was a Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense. I'm on the Armed Services Committee. They would not let the witness go forward with us in the room, even though we're on the Committee of Jurisdiction. This is a sham.
President Trump is lifting sanctions against Turkey as the country has agreed to a permanent ceasefire in Syria. Speaking at the White House, the president says Turkey has made a ceasefire with Kurdish forces permanent. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully to the best offer you're going to get. One of the best assets on earth. Okay, so we all know we live in a world of political turmoil and financial deception that stretches from Wall Street to Europe to Beijing, which are all like bubbles searching for a pin right now. With one exception, gold and silver, which have held their value over history better than any other asset class on earth ever. So here's my irresistible offer to show you how committed I am to protecting your financial future. I've asked my sponsor, Swiss America, to virtually give you one of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted, below their cost for just $18.50 each, delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling now 800-630-2158. Write it down, 800-630-2158. One of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted for $18.50, 800-630-2158, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Daniel, who is working the dials. Okay, so we have a listener that wrote over the break about doctors and their innocence when it comes to sexual assault, and wanted me to expand on that. I guess there's been a very, very highly publicized case with a gynecologist named Dr. Robert Haddon, where I believe 19 women sued him and Columbia University and affiliated hospitals, accusing him of sexual assault and the university covering up his behavior. Now, my listener kind of disagreed with what they believed I had said or inferred about doctors being innocent when they're listening to the chest with a stethoscope, how there are some doctors out there that do assault. And I'm not in disagreement with that. I was assaulted by a doctor. Absolutely. I told you guys about that. I was young. I had just had a kidney stone, and I had to go in and see a doctor. And this doctor was not he was a kidney doctor. And I don't want to reveal too much so people don't, you know, figure out who it is. And he had me completely undressed naked. I only had a very tiny tray liner to cover myself, and that I used to cover my pelvic area. So I was basically there naked, topless exam table. And no nurse was in the room. He asked the nurse to leave. And he examined my breasts. He examined everything. And was, like, very thorough. And I was, you know, young. I had never really gone to a grown-up doctor. I had just had a kidney stone. Very odd for a 19-year-old. Got out of the hospital. Thought I almost died. So when they told me to go and see a doctor and they set me up this doctor, I went to the doctor and I did exactly what he said. And it wasn't until medical school a few years later when they were discussing kidney stones and, you know, and they were saying, all right, so what else should we order? What else should we do? This was in my second year of medical school. And they go, all right, good job, all right? So, you know, you did a good job with this patient. I go, no, you didn't examine the breasts. You didn't examine their inguinal lymph nodes. You didn't, you know, do a pelvic exam. You didn't, and they look at me and they go, what are you talking about? And I go, well, that's what my doctor did when I had a, you know, kidney stone. And, you know, one of the students of my class was like, can you say assault? I'm like, what are you talking about? And I didn't realize that what that doctor did was wrong until I was in medical school. And I bring that story up because in this doctor's case or other doctor's cases, many people do get assaulted and they don't bring it up because they aren't sure if that was what an exam entailed. And I was a naive 19-year-old. And I was like, was that really, really necessary? And then another doctor, when I had mono, again, had to examine my breasts. I don't know why I needed a breast exam when I was in my young 20s for mono. And so, you know, I have a little bit of a, you know, I have a little bit of a, you know, tainted view of, you know, some people out there because the majority of the doctors I know are fantastic people and, you know, they're immune to nudity and they examine you, whatever, that's fine. But, you know, I didn't have good experiences as a young girl with the doctor. Very inappropriate. So when I hear that there's somebody out there that did this, I still am blown away because I still think people are good, you know, by nature, and there's rare bad apples. And I don't understand how you could go to medical school, you know, and be a predator. You can't get through medical school and go through all the years of training and the hours that you do, you know, if you want to do evil. You know, you have to be a good person to want to do that. But unfortunately, maybe people change. Or maybe people slip through the cracks. And time again, I hear of predators in the medical profession. So, you know, when we open talking about the stethoscope, you know, finding a stethoscope where somebody doesn't have to, you know, be that close to the breast, a lot of doctors are happy about it because then they don't have to go near the woman's breast. And I think a lot of patients want that also. We're going to start going to a less intimate form of exam, and pap smears, pelvic exams, those are going to start being changed. I think the big push now is for a self-tester, where a woman could insert something kind of very similar to, you know, the sex toy, where they could insert it and it'll scan the cervix and scan the ovaries. And they could do that in the privacy of their own home and then send the results to the doctor. Now, what happened in this gynecologist case? So they said, despite the fact that medical chaperones, nurses, supervisors, administrators, doctors, and other hospital personnel were aware, dating back to the 1990s, they actively and deliberately, they said, concealed Dr. Robert Haddon's sexual abuse. Apparently, in June 2014, I believe now he's in his 60s, He was indicted on charges involving six women, including five counts of criminal sexual act, two counts of forcibly touching, two counts of sexual abuse. Apparently, there's been over 19 women that have accused him, dating back to the 90s. Unfortunately, their cases, I guess, were too old. Many of them were actually pregnant when they were abused. From what we understand, he had pled guilty. I'm not exactly sure. I think he had a plea bargain. He was allowed to avoid prison, and I guess this has made the news recently because the Manhattan District Attorney's Office, I believe, you know, this was the same District Attorney's Office who handled Dr. Haddon's case, who also handled Jeffrey Epstein's case back in 2011 when he was given the lowest possible sex offender status. So there's a lot of criticism of District Attorney Cyrus Vance Jr., I guess. And I guess they had said he, you know, blamed his assistant for making a mistake. And they said, you know, several women, they said the Epstein case was not an isolated incident, that Vance has showed leniency towards other sex offenders. So Dr. Haddon is now back in the news, and they think that maybe there needs to be an investigation on, you know, why people of wealth or certain stature are getting, you know, off easy when it comes to sex offenses. And they kind of go into some of the things that he did. Apparently he was a gynecologist at Columbia University, New York Presbyterian Hospital. He had, licked his patients. He had forcefully taken off their clothes. A whole variety of things. And, I mean, I've had doctors, you know, examine me and go, okay, you know, these breasts are too big, and touch the breasts or whatever. And, I mean, I, you know, as a doctor, I think other doctors have their guard down. But, you know, when you're a non-doctor and, I mean, assault is assault. And we've talked about how there are some things that are very subtle and then some things that are just very, very outward. Licking a patient. No. Doing exams where you are cupping the buttocks and the hips and the vagina according to court records. Those are wrong. So if you feel like something is wrong, you ask. Get a second opinion. You could call me and I'll tell you what a normal exam is. Now, I have had people who have said, I think my doctor assaulted me because, you know, they touched my breast accidentally with their hand when they listened to the heart. Look, the breast is in the way. You know, we're starting to train medical students to have somebody lift up their breast. So, you know, there is no question that anybody touched it. But, you know, things do happen. There's accidental, you know, touchings, you know, I got to listen to your heart. You know, I'm going to put the stethoscope on your breast. And I had a friend go, oh, you know, he was wrong. And I'm like, no, he's got to listen to the heart. He's got to get the stethoscope in there. But unfortunately, abuse does happen. It doesn't happen a lot, but you got these rare, real, real bad apples. And they don't even belong, not only in medicine, in society. They should be locked up. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So remember last year, maybe a year and a half ago, they said Antarctica is going to crack and send off a piece that's five times the size of Manhattan. Now, I don't know if that ever happened. I mean, I'm sure we would have heard about it. That was like February 2018. Now we're being told, now this comes out today on Fox News, that an endangered Antarctic, I said Antarctic, did I say Antarctica? Okay, good. An endangered Antarctic glacier could soon create a massive new iceberg four times the size of Manhattan. Now I don't know why it dropped down in size, but they're still claiming that there's going to be a break-off that's going to be bigger than Manhattan. Then I guess Antarctica
Well, something 4 or 5 times the size of Manhattan, wouldn't that be pretty much the size of New York? Why don't you say the size of New York? New York State. And people get confused, probably. So apparently there are 2 cracks that are growing in western Antarctica's Pine Island Glacier. And they say they are an ominous warning that major ice loss is on the way. This has been reported by Fox News. They said this isn't the first major ice loss in recent years. Nearly a year ago, on October 28, 2018, an iceberg measuring one iceberg right ahead. No, not that one. Measuring 116 square miles calved from the glacier. Calved. I guess like having a baby calf, like give birth, calved, not carved, calved. Less than 1 month after the crack appeared. So if a 116 square mile chunk broke off nearly a year ago, then we could be looking at a pretty big break off. And can I call it a break off and not a calve? They say soon after the calving of iceberg B-46, yeah, I guess they called it something, yeah, B-46, a chunk that accounted for 87 square miles of the October 2018 ice loss, 2 new cracks appeared. Now, this is going to Mark Drinkwater, head of the Earth and Mission Science Division at the European Space Agency. These cracks were spotted in early 2019 by the Earth and Mission Sciences Copernicus Sentinel-1 and Sentinel-2 satellites. Recent satellite observations reveal that the new cracks are growing, the ESA reported in a statement. Each of these cracks now measures around 12 miles in length. Their expansion suggests that the ice sheet is facing imminent and significant ice loss, according to the ESA. Why? Well, whenever there's a crack, I guess that means there's pressure. And whenever there's pressure, I mean, my skin cracks, I still don't get any smaller. I mean, I got cracks and stuff all through the body. I don't get smaller. I get bigger. In fact, I notice, I get larger crevices and stuff the bigger I get. I don't know. Now, they say with ice, it means it's shrinking. They say Sentinel-1 winter monitoring of their progressive extension signals that a new iceberg of similar proportions will soon be calved. Also, remember, Antarctica's going to be hitting their summer. So that's not good. To put that into perspective, an iceberg that large would span more than twice the area of Paris. Well, for those people who haven't gone to Paris, they wouldn't be able to, conceptualize that. I've been to Paris. I still can't conceptualize that. My guess is that's pretty damn big. They said both Sentinel satellite missions perform polar observations, but Sentinel-1's paired orbiters are particularly useful for monitoring the status of ice at Pine Island Glacier. These satellites use an imaging system called synthetic aperture radar that can capture photos year-round during winter's dark months and in any type of weather. All right, so what does that mean? Well, Pine Island Glacier links the West Antarctic ice sheet to the Amundsen Sea. Yeah, there's a sea around there. I know. I only remember Atlantic Ocean, Antarctic Ocean, Indian Ocean. Apparently, there's the Amundsen Sea. It's one of the fastest retreating glaciers in Antarctica, and calving incidents have increased in recent years. And I really apologize for not really being very adept at using that term, calving. Warming ocean currents are also melting the glacier from underneath, washing ice away faster than the glacier can replenish it. So, what's going on here? Well, in a related story, they say the ozone hole is getting smaller. They say the ozone hole shrinks to the smallest size in record, but it's not related to global warming. That's according to USA Today. Probably because they wanted people to read the article. And they were like, look, if we bring up global warming, we're going to lose half the country. So let's say it has nothing to do with that. But they say thanks to unusually warmer temperatures high above Antarctica this month, the ozone hole shrank to its smallest size in record. They say this annual phenomenon in the stratosphere above Antarctica, the ozone hole is a dramatic thinning of the ozone layer that's typically boosted in size by colder temperatures. They say this is the third time in 40 years that weather systems have caused warm temperatures that limit ozone depletion. Such weather patterns in the Antarctic stratosphere in September 88 and 2002 also produce unusually small ozone holes. I don't really want to talk about global warming and climate change, But every time I read about these weird phenomenons that happen, they bring up a decade in the past. And I'm like, well, everybody's saying we're changing and it's causing, it's because of what we're doing now. But if they had very similar changes decades ago, why do I have to stop eating a burger now? According to Paul Newman, chief scientist for Earth Sciences and NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center, said it's important to recognize that what we're seeing this year is due to warmer stratospheric temperatures. It's not a sign that atmospheric ozone is suddenly on a fast track to recovery. So apparently the ozone layer, you know, it acts as a sunscreen. It blocks UV energy. We need our ozone layer. We have been blamed that humans have been depleting it. And when we deplete it, we get higher rates of skin cancer and other sorts of issues. They say the naturally occurring ozone high up in the atmosphere is the good ozone. But then the bad ozone is near the surface. Bad ozone is man-made pollution that can cause respiratory problems. So they say the annual ozone hole reaches peak size of 6.3 million square miles on September 8th. Well, I don't want to live under that sucker. And then it shrank to less than 3.9 million square miles during the remainder of September and October. Well, that's so big. In years with normal weather conditions, the ozone hole typically grows to a maximum of about 8 million square miles. Okay, good. So it's a small hole. Nice. So scientists, I guess, first discovered this thinning of ozone layer back in the 70s. Remember, that's when everybody talked about the ozone layer. And they thought it was the production of the chlorofluorocarbons used in refrigerators and aerosol sprays. And that's when we had to change our inhalers and everything. In the late 1980s, 196 countries signed the Montreal Protocol. It was a treaty that limited the production of CFCs around the world. Businesses soon came up with safer alternatives for spray cans and refrigerators. But then you start wondering, did we start putting other contaminants and stuff into the air? You know, there's a lot of, I guess, talk on making veggie burgers taste like meat. I have not tried the Burger King veggie burger. It's a veggie burger that is supposed to look like or taste like real meat. I will try it. Am I going to start using that as a food staple? Probably not. Plant-based diet means you should really eat the plants. Okay, you should eat the broccoli, you should eat the celery, all right? But having all these additives and food flavorings just to make it taste like real meat, that I think starts to limit the nutritional value of it. So, you know, I get we probably eat too much meat. I get we probably pass too much gas. I think we exude too much in our air. What I would concentrate on also is allowing there to be more trees, right? Trees like to limit a lot of toxins. Remember we covered which plants limit toxins in your air? I think some of those things might also help if we really can't, you know, stop every chemical from getting out to our environment. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you talk and they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
I was not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you.
try.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.